And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
The bed flop, the miniskin.
Once again, our story takes us to that hive of industry, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall. There we find Executive Richard Lamb getting the wind up.
Mind the draft, Mildred. You're blowing my papers all over the place.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lamb. I'll help you to pick them up.
Oh, really, Mildred? Some of them have blown out of the window, and they're vital documents.
Well, that's all right. They've stuck on the ledge, most of them. You can easily reach if you climb out.
Climb out? Me?
Aye, well, one or two bits have blown down to the street. I'll go and pick them up. I don't know, it's all something. And there's Mr. Lennox Brown coming down the corridor. I know what he'll say.
Morning, Mildred. Really, what is the rush?
Mr. Lamb's climbed out on the window ledge.
What?
I'm going down the street to pick up the bits.
Oh, good grief. I've been driving him too hard. And he's finally cracked. Number two. Oh, dear, which window? I only hope I'm in time. Oh, yes, there he is. Please, don't do it, number two.
I have to, number one. There's no other way. There are all these papers on my desk, you see.
I know. I've been overworking you. I can see it all now.
I beg your pardon?
Come back inside, old friend. Look, you can have a sheet from my blotter any time you like. How's that?
My word, you are in a generous mood. Can I have the coconut cream today?
Yes, anything. Just come back inside. Please, come on, give me your hand.
All right.
There you are. That's it. There.
Oh.
There we are. All right, I'll just shut the window now.
Well, thanks, number one. If it hadn't been open in the first place, these papers wouldn't have blown out. But I think I've got most of them.
Sit down, old chap. And we'll... papers blown out? You mean that you won't...
I think I'll have that coconut cream.
Keep your hands off that, you great gannet! This place gets more like a circus every day. Hello, Lennox Clown speaking. Brown speaking.
Pinkinghorn, and you were right the first time.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory.
Number two, it's the permanent secretary. Fasten your shoelace.
Hello, Sir Gregory, and how nice to hear from you on this...
through your department's expenses, Lennox Brown. You're spending far too much. There's one item here, £82 for red tape.
Ah, yes, we do use a lot of it, Sir Gregory. It seems to get... it seems to get knotted so easily.
It seems to what?
Get knotted, Sir Gregory.
What? Oh, the tape. Now, look here. I want all future charges cleared with me. All bills, invoices, I want to see them first. Tell your staff.
Yes, they're very good, Sir Gregory.
For the next week, send them to my home address. My new home. I'll be working there and getting the place straight.
Ah, yes, of course, your new house, Sir Gregory. All well, I trust.
And another thing while I'm on to you. You're working for the transport people, aren't you? Do you know Potter's Green?
Is he really, Sir Gregory? Good gracious.
Potter's Green is a London suburb, Lennox Brown. They've a scheme to widen the road, but there's been a hold-up on it.
A hold-up? My word, did they get away with much?
Not that sort of hold-up. A hitch. The local preservation society is fighting the scheme as it threatens some old building. Now, you and Lamb go and sort it out.
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory.
And let's have none of your half-baked stupid bungling this time. Don't muck it up like you usually do.
Yes, of course. Right away, Sir Gregory. He was in a rather more pleasant mood than usual.
Well, I expect it's that house he's bought. He seems very pleased with it. I gather he's called it Pitkin Palace.
Oh, yes, I heard. Yes, fine old place. Even has a ghost, apparently.
A ghost? Isn't he frightened?
He will be when he meets Sir Gregory. Now, just order a ministry car, number two. We have to get down to Potter's Green.
Potter's Green?
Trouble on a road-widening scheme. Look, I'll see the preservation people. You see the council architect. It's quite simple.
How do you do, Mr. Lamb? I'm Alderman Crabshaw, council architect, and this is Mayor Trumbull.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you
do? That's enough, Your Worship. Don't overwhelm him with your idle chatter. Now then, Mr. Lamb, I've summoned in my office that'll interest you. There's a model laid out on the table.
A model, I say.
Aye, if you'll just come through, I'll show you.
I can't wait.
There you are. This is a model of the High Street.
Yeah, I see.
And that's the building once knocking down.
That one there, at the side of...
Road. I can tell him, Your Worship. Trouble is, the local preservation society are kicking up a fuss and causing me inconvenience.
Oh, dear. What exactly is that building?
It's a...
convenience.
But I thought you just said it was an inconvenience.
Aye, it's an inconvenient convenience. Public conveniences lie, you know.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean.
And they're holding up my road scheme by calling it a historic monument. And they're standing by the way of progress.
Yeah, but well, I'm all for progress, Mr. Crabshaw. I mean, I was one of the first civil servants to change to a ballpoint quill.
I can see we've a lot in common, Mr. Lamb. Here, stay for a bit of lunch in the mayor's parlour.
It's roast beef today, Mr. Lim.
No, it's lamb, actually.
But the menu clearly says...
Oh,
but...
don't crumble, Trumbull. Go and polish your regalia. All right. Now, you'll stay there, Mr. Lamb. You'll not get better rissoles at the Ritz, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Crabshaw. Then I must report back to my number one. He's seeing your opponent, Mrs. Livingston, the woman from the Preservation Society.
I'm not an unreasonable woman, Mr. Lennox Brown, but as president of the Potter's Green Preservation Society, it's my duty to make a gesture.
What sort of gesture did you have in mind, Mrs. Livingston?
A gesture of defiance. We must fight those councillors who want to demolish our old buildings.
Mind you, some of them are crumbling and rather dirty.
But then they shouldn't be on the council. An historic monument's a great draw for tourists. We're sick of workmen pulling down our drawers.
Quite. What exactly are you objecting to at the moment, madam?
Well, the council want to demolish an historic, little boys' room in the High Street.
Little boys' room?
Or, if you prefer to call a spade, a penny house. It's a building of great historic and architectural interest. Here, I have a picture postcard of it. Here.
Oh, a picture postcard. Mm. Yes, thank you very much.
It's part of our tourist attraction, can
indeed,
be.
Indeed. Yes. Well, from this picture here, it certainly seems an unusual little boy's penny, isn't it?
It's almost unique.
Yes, I like the gargoyles in the stained glass window.
It was built under Queen Victoria, you know.
Remarkable.
Local antiquarians get quite caught up in it.
Well, I dare say. Dare say the turnstiles have rusted a bit.
This building is part of our heritage, Mr. Lennox Brown, and we propose to fight for it. We are prepared to sit in if necessary.
Oh, dear me.
We're determined to preserve this fine old edifice so that men may stand with their heads held high.
Well, we'll certainly note your objections, Mrs. Livingston. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must get back to the penny house. The office.
Mildred. Mr. Lennox Brown back yet?
No, Mr. Lamb, but I've got a message for you. The transport people returned your plan for a Finchley flyover. They say they really want an underpass.
Oh. Well, just turn the plan upside down and send it back.
Rightio, sir.
Afternoon, number two, Mildred. Been chatting with that Potter's Green preservation woman.
Ah, Mrs. Livingston, I presume.
Tricky interview, I may say. Oh, by the way, any post, Mildred?
Oh, just a picture postcard from Sir Gregory, Mr. Lennox Brown.
A postcard from Sir Gregory? But he's not on holiday.
No. It's a photo of that new house of his. Ooh, he's a proper swank, you know.
He's sending these to everyone to tell them his new address. Anyway, come along, number two. Let's go through to my office, shall we?
May I see the postcard, number one?
There we are.
Hmm. Jolly impressive building, isn't it? And there's Lady Pitkin standing in the drive with her bulldog.
It's Tudor, you know.
Has it? It does look rather fierce.
But the building, number two.
Oh, I see.
You'd better keep that for your postcard collection.
Oh, thanks very much.
As a matter of fact, I have another one for you here. Mrs. Livingston insisted I take it. There you are.
Oh, this is my lucky day. What is this?
It's a picture of that convenience there's all the fuss about.
Oh, I see.
And what do you think should be done with it?
Well, I'll take it home and stick it in my album.
No. The convenience, number two, the convenience.
Oh, the convenience.
The convenience. Do we have it demolished or don't we? By the way, how did you get on with the council architect?
Oh, he's very go-ahead. Yes, he showed me their new sodium street lamps. Made me see things in a different light.
I can imagine.
And as for the road scheme, I think they'll have to demolish that... Well, it's standing in the way of progress.
Oh, if it's destroyed, there'll be an uproar. Oh, well, thank heavens it's Friday afternoon.
But surely we ought to take urgent steps.
Quite. Don't want to get caught in the rush hour, do we?
Well, it's only three. You're not leaving.
Yes, I am. I have an important engagement tonight. The vicar's forming a committee to improve the church roof, and I've agreed to sit on it.
Yeah, but what about this, this thing in Potter's Green High Street? I promised we'd act quickly.
Well, not to worry. I dare say something will turn up. Look, you just carry on, the two, and please have a nice weekend.
But oh, dear. He's gone. He just doesn't seem to care. He won't do anything about this business.
I heard of your firm from a friend, Mr. Schultz, and I was wondering... Well, I was pondering a problem on my way to the station when it struck me that you might help us.
A wise move, sir. Aren't many problems beat us here at Shift It Incorporated?
Splendid. And you specialize in removing buildings from one spot to another.
That's right. You know Dagenham Castle?
Is it a castle at Dagenham?
No. We removed it stone by stone and set it up in Texas. 115 rooms.
My word, for some Texas millionaire, I suppose.
Correct. He wanted a tool shed for his garden. Then there was Lord Dogsmuir's mansion. We moved that.
To America?
No, just a couple of yards up the hill. To improve their TV reception, you know.
I see. Well, this job is on a smaller scale. It's a public convenience in Potter's Green High Street.
And you want it shifted?
Yes, sir. It's in the way of a scheme, you see, but if we destroyed it, there'd be repercussions.
Is that so?
Oh, yes, indeed. But if it were moved to some other spot, no one would complain. I recall old Bonzo Blessam at the club talking about your firm. You moved his country seat, I gather.
Oh, yeah. Blessam Hall. We shipped it to California in giant crates. A real fast job.
Yes, a bit too fast. If you find Lady Blessam, he'd like her back. Now, this Potter's Green job is very urgent. Can you tackle it at once?
Sure, we could do it this weekend. Small job like that. We'll be through by Monday. So, how do we find this building?
Drive down Potter's Green High Street and you can't miss it. Uh-huh. No, I must rush, actually. I have got a train to catch.
Well, I'll need a few more details.
It's the 4:30 from Victoria. Diesel locomotive, got four wheels.
No, I mean about the job.
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course. Look, if you want more facts, give my office a ring. Hang on, here's their number.
Oh,
there'll
thanks.
Be someone there for an hour or so.
Something on your mind, Mr. Lamb?
Eh? What makes you say that, Mildred?
Well, you've just signed 5 sheets of blotting paper and doodled all over them letters I typed, you know, the other day.
Oh, dear. Well, yes, I'm worried, Mildred. This Potter's Green business. Sir Gregory wants action, and Mr. Lennox Brown's done nothing. He just went off and said, carry on.
You mean he's given you a free hand? Sort of can't blamange?
Sort of, yes.
Well, then it's up to you to do something.
You're absolutely right, Mildred. It's time to tear aside the veil of false modesty and show what I'm made of.
Ooh,
That's right. I'll make a decision. That's what I'll do. After all, it won't be the first time. I made a decision last year.
I remember.
Yes, well, maybe it was the wrong decision, but never mind. They soon scraped the plum jam off Nelson's column.
Aye, and it didn't take long to pump the hot soapy water from the underground.
Yes, well, now it's up to me to sort out this problem. I'll go and see a demolition contractor and have them demolish this obstruction. It's the only answer.
Oh, you've come over all mad. festival, Mr. Lamb?
Well, one never quite loses the habit of command, you know. I was pack leader of the wolf cubs.
Fancy.
Yes, I'll have that building knocked down this weekend. Then Mr. Lennox Brown will just have to accept it. It'll be a fait accompli.
Yes, and it'll be done and finished.
Yeah, I know just the firm. The Snetherthwaite Demolition Company. Right, you look after the office, Mildred, and I'll catch them before they close. I'll see you on Monday.
Ta-ra, then. Well, would you Adam and Eve it? He works like lightning in quick flashes with a lot of noise. General Assistance Department, Mildred Murfin, whom you are addressing yourself to.
This is Schultz of Shifted, Inc.
Do what?
Your Mr. Lennox Brown has just been here. Gave us a job for your department.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, you know all the facts, do you?
Me? Oh, I've known him for years. You can say what you like.
Great. He was in a hurry, so he told me to check the details with you. Who's paying for the job?
Well, if it's for us, you can make the bill out to General Assistance Department.
Oh, that's fine. Now, where do you want us to send the thing?
Oh, aye. Sir Gregory wants all these things sent to him at his home address.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, send it to Pitkin Palace, Little Grippington, Hearts, please.
Pitkin Palace. Uh-huh, right. Well, so long, ma'am, and don't forget, Shifted Inc.'s the firm to know. They're the guys with the go, go, go!
Go, go, go? Hello? Ooh, he's gone, gone, gone. What a funny man. I wonder what he was on about. Pity Mr. Lamb wasn't here.
So you see, Mr.
Snetherthwaite, of Snetherthwaite Demolition Company.
Quite, yes. So you see...
Limited.
Yes, of course. So you see...
Branches everywhere.
Yes. but about this, this building... I want it demolished quickly, over the weekend, if possible.
Oh, you'll never get the lads out at the weekend, sir. No. There's nothing will get them to work weekends. Nothing.
We'll pay double time.
Except double time.
Then you'll do it, huh?
Oh, yes. Now, what's this building you want demolishing?
Well, it's... how can I describe it? It's a building, you see, and it's in the way of a scheme of ours.
Where and what is it?
Well, it's, I hardly like to. Well, that's to say, I have a picture postcard of it somewhere in my pocket. There you are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yes, here's the address underneath.
Yes. You'll get the job done by Sunday night.
Oh, you leave it to us. It's all on this postcard here. Cheers.
Oh, splendid. My word, I can't wait to see Mr. Lennox Brown's face when I tell him all this on Monday.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Lamb. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, rather an active one, Mildred.
Oh.
I took out the local scout troop to teach them map reading.
Oh, lovely. Where did she go?
Well, I'm not sure. We got lost. Wandered around for hours. In the end, we had to send up smoke signals for help.
Oh, what happened then?
Well, then a policeman came and told us off for lighting a fire in Hyde Park.
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one. Did you have a pleasant weekend?
Oh, yes, thank you, yes. Bit of excitement at the golf club on Saturday.
Oh. Did you try out those new socks?
Yes, very comfortable. But listen, I got a hole in one.
Those cheap socks never last. How about the vicar and the church roof?
Well, I'm not so sure about the vicar's judgment. He's got a new plan for raising money, the modern way, that he calls it.
The modern way?
Wants to appeal to the gamblers, you know, the bingo people. His idea is that everybody buys a ticket as they go into church, and whoever's holding the bag when the organ stops keeps the collection.
Bring in the tea, Mr. Lennox Brown. Oh, by the way, Mr. Lamb, a chap called Snetherthwaite phoned. Said he'd finished that job you wanted done on Saturday.
John? What job, number two?
Well, let me put it this way, number one. That Potter's Green matter has been cleared up.
Oh, you heard. Yes, I arranged for the convenience to be moved over the weekend.
Yeah. So all's well that... moved? I arranged for it to be knocked down.
Oh, don't talk nonsense, number two. How could it be knocked down when it wasn't there? I checked with that American firm just now. They completed the move yesterday.
But that's impossible. I gave Snetherthwaite clear instructions, and I left him that postcard Mrs. Livingston gave us so that he'd know the address. Look, it's here in my pocket.
If it's there in your pocket, how could you have left it with him?
What? Well, I left him a postcard to show him the place I wanted knocked down, and the only other postcard I had was... Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I don't feel very well.
I'm not surprised.
It's only me with a lovely cup of tea.
Better make it strong, Mildred. Mr. Lamb's had a demolition gang knock down Sir Gregory's new house.
He'll never forgive me. He'll trap my hand in the door again. When he finds out I did, I'm finished.
Steady, number two. Steady, please. You can always plead temporary insanity. Or even permanent insanity, I'm thinking of it.
You know what he's like. Every tiny thing upsets him.
If you'd have left this to me, it wouldn't have happened. I had the convenience carefully moved to... That's a point, isn't it? I didn't actually tell them where to put it.
Put what?
The Potter's Green convenience, Mildred.
Oh, yes, of course, I remember now.
I told that American you'd supply any details that he wanted.
The American? Oh, yes. I only said where to send the bill, I think.
He was asking about the bill.
Well, that's what I thought. I told him to send it to Sir Gregory's home address.
Home?
Get the brandy from the first aid cupboard, will you please, Mildred? We've not only knocked down Sir Gregory's house, we've had a Victorian public loo put up in its place. Or so it appears.
Look, a man! Shoot us! Are the mind boggles?
It doesn't matter! What are we going to do? Help!
You'll get 4 years, number two, and I'll get... We're going to be able to do it. We're
going to get the frozen door. Oh, what's all this? Can't keep order in your own office, Lennox Brown?
Yes, Sir Gregory. Good morning.
I'll go and make the tea again.
What's the matter with Lamb? Why is he trying to get under the carpet?
He's checking for dust, Sir Gregory. Very conscientiously. Mind you, he often makes mistakes when I'm not here. He will take decisions on his own. I imagine you had a hectic weekend, Sir Gregory?
No. Very peaceful.
House all right?
Oh, yes. Magnificent, yes. Last time I saw it, the sun was shining through the gabled windows, making the fine oak paneling glow with an inner life, as it were. Really superb.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
That was on Friday morning, of course. We've been away for the weekend. Shooting, you know. I like to shoot. Getting quite accurate.
Shooting? So you haven't been home since the weekend?
No. I thought I'd pop in here as soon as I came through town. Get me gun license renewed. The gun's in the car outside, you see. Then I'm off home.
Sir Gregory, are you very attached to your new house?
Oh, indeed, yes. So close to town, you see. Yes, I expect to find it a great convenience.
Mr. Gregory, Lady Pitkin's on the phone. She wants to speak to you urgently.
Yeah, probably ringing from the new house. She went on ahead, you know. I'll take it in the outer office. Excuse me, Lennox Brown.
What are we going to do, number one? What are we going to do?
Good question.
What? They've done what?
Oh, I'm afraid our luck's just run out.
I think we should do the same. Pass me my hat and coat, will you?
But we can't get out, Sir Gregory's in the outer office.
Oh, glory. I've got it. The window ledge, number two. We'll hide out there until he's gone. Yes, come on.
Good idea. And if he sees us, we can jump before he catches us. Come on, number one. Come on, get out there.
Facing the high jump as the men from the Meritrit alight with John Simpson and Roger Service, not knowing their house and their old loo, were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan and Frank Graham.
Script by Edward Taylor. Production by Tom Meehan and direction by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the Ministry.